Three people opposing the controversial Kennedy Point marina development were arrested today. Protesters who say a marina endangers a nearby little blue penguin habitat have been occupying the beach near the development site on Waiheke Island for about 4 months. The developer, on the other hand, says no harm will come to the korora. Te Arawa Rolston has the story.
Marina opponents have vowed to remain on the Pūtiki Point site despite losing a lengthy court battle challenging the resource consents. They say workers with a digger began removing rocks today in order to drill into the seabed. As people occupied the site, a large police presence arrived to allow work to go ahead. Inspector Dave Hines from Auckland City Police says they recognise the right to lawful protest and the right to conduct lawful business. Three people were arrested in relation to trespass. Kylie Matthews, Deputy Chairperson of the Waiheke Local Board, says people are distressed and concerned about the plight of the korora.
We will stand in support of the protectors, and we still have that view to this day, and we also have shown that we are not going to be enacting or supporting of any removal of the occupation which has been down here for 90 days.
Around 60 people from the Waiheke community were out in force today. Members of the Green Party and Forest and Bird have also voiced their support. The developer is Kennedy Point Boat Harbour, and its director, Kit Littlejohn, says the work poses no risk to the penguins. Some of that work can't start until the council and Kennedy Point agree to a penguin management plan. Mr. Littlejohn says the developers have complied with all construction standards.
Korora don't generally swim around in the bay during the day. They come and go from their burrows at dawn and dusk. But during the day, if they're there, they're usually deeply buried under the rocks at the top of the breakwater.
A native bird expert also objects to the construction. Karen Saunders from Waiheke Native Bird Rescue says there are a number of threats putting the penguins at risk.
Oh, the feeling's awful. I feel incredibly sad because I work really closely with penguins. I see what they like. When they're scared or they're in a state of terror, you know, they freeze. Or they'll try to ram themselves into the rocks further. So they're probably causing themselves damage in there right now today. So the emotion of that is really distressing.
Protesters have vowed to occupy the site despite a recent Supreme Court decision going against them. They say they're worried about the effect of any work on the rocks below sea level on the birds' habitat. Meanwhile, the developer has agreed to pause any work above sea level, pending on an agreed penguin plan. To carry out further work, they will need a plan approved by the Auckland Council.